having either destroyed, relocated, or relegated the Indians to non-person status, America, at nearly 100 years old, found itself with no native mythology. As a relatively young nation, it found itself lacking the mystique that long histories had given the countries of Europe. As a result, the myth-making machinery of 19th century America created a suitably heroic archetype in the cowboys of the Wild West. The image was indeed often a grand one of undaunted cattle drovers living a life of reckless individualism, braving extreme elements and fighting off Indians. There were also the heroic lawmen dueling with six guns in the streets at high noon. This was the powerful image that first appeared in newspapers, then dime novels, and later in television and movies. The code of the cowboy was so strong that it affected and influenced political leaders from Teddy Roosevelt to Lyndon Johnson to Ronald Reagan. But was this image accurate? In actuality, the heyday of the cowboy only lasted about 20 years, from 1867 to 1887, and as is often the case, it was neither as glamorous nor as dangerous as it's often portrayed.